Hi, welcome to our music show. Today we're going to connect Nirvana to Beethoven. How are we going to do that? Find out now.
The aim of the game is to find the connections between a series of five songs. It could be something musical, like one song sampling the other, or sharing a rare instrument. But they could also be connected through a piece of trivia about the artist, album, or producer, like appearing on the same movie's soundtrack, for instance. For every connection, we have two hints that we'll reveal. You can lock in an answer before any hints are given, but you can also change your answer after each hint. Each connection is classed as easy, medium, or hard. The easy connections are worth up to 3 points if you get the answer right without the hints. If you change your answer after the first hint, you play for 2 points, and after the second hint, for 1 point. The medium or hard ones act as 2x or 3x multipliers. Play along with us and write a comment with your score. Now back to the game.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you confident this time?
That's a big jump.
But yeah.
I feel okay. Yeah.
I think it's pretty easy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Like
Kurt Cobain was definitely related somehow to
grand,
Beethoven.
Grandson.
So, familiar with Nirvana?
Yeah, to some extent.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the first one is easy.
Okay. What are we going
and
to?
And we're going from Lithium.
Yeah.
To I Think I'm Paranoid by Garbage. Garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Let's listen to the songs.
Good song.
I love Cobain's voice. I love the production. It's like, he's so thick.
Grating.
Yeah. Can't say the same about Shirley Manson, but I think she's got a massive fan base.
Yeah.
Very dedicated fan base.
Yeah. I never was like a huge Garbage fan, but
you like trash though.
Have that one for free. Yeah. Have that one for free. I get you back, dude. She's good. I think she has a presence at least. Like I find that
she's very good, very good performer. Yeah, I was never a big fan of her.
Same. I think I know the connection.
Yeah, yeah. If you know it, it's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can tell, like, the arrangements are not too far.
You
either.
Think so?
I feel, you know.
I'm not really sure I feel that, to be honest.
Continuation.
I don't feel that.
If
Nirvana ended up sounding like Garbage,
yeah.
I think Nirvana sounds edgy and raw, and I don't think Garbage sounds like that.
But I mean, that stuff obviously is like post grunge stuff, but
it is, but it's not that far away in terms of like what is the okay, it's 7 years,
it's
1991 with 1998.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
There's definitely a very 90s sound to Garbage. The way that they use like the drums are not clean, and there's a bit of like distortion filters, even using drum machines at the same time. That's not the production on Nevermind. It's like Nevermind is rock.
Yeah, okay. But I guess I'm just talking about elements and vibe.
Yeah, okay. If you can hear that, yeah.
Like, just think of the distorted guitars. They are the same.
Okay.
Because they were produced by the same person.
Yeah, that is the answer.
And the man himself.
Mm.
Butch Vig.
Butch Vig, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is a drummer of Garbage and the producer of Nevermind.
Mm.
And
very good.
Yeah.
You know, to have produced that, to be fair.
And I think it's trivia that Butch Vig wanted the band to be fronted by a woman, but he just didn't know a singer. And there is this story, I think, that somehow they watched a video clip on some random station, some really low budget video clip of a Scottish band that was Shirley Manson's band.
Right.
And like completely unknown. And they were like, that's what we want.
Wow.
And like randomly called here. this feels like a lottery.
Yeah.
They randomly called here in Scotland and was like, yeah. I'm Butch Vig in the States. You want to be in my band?
I produce Nevermind, by the way. Jeez, yeah, that's intense. But the thing is, like, if she's playing on, you know, not to discredit her in any way, but like, actually, it's not even discrediting her. It's like if she's playing on, what, radio or
no, that was TV. I've watched the video TV clip. It's even, like very low budget, early 90s stuff. And I don't know. I don't think it was like MTV or something. It was like, I don't even know.
A local station.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the story exactly, but it was a very romantic story. Like, I was imagining, you know, she's in the Highlands doing nothing.
Highland cows.
It's dark and it's cold. Yeah, Highland cows, yeah.
And no, then, I guess what I'm trying to say is like...
I also feel bad for the rest of the band.
Why?
Because they were in a band with Shirley Manson. It's like, bye guys, I'm going to be the lead singer for
Garbage. Oh, the other guys. Yeah. I see. Yeah. That's true. But I guess they must have been half decent.
I don't know.
They must have been already pretty good to appear on TV.
I mean, look it up, check it out.
Anyway, nice. That's a nice story.
Good. 3 points there. You are three points. Yeah, easy.
Straight in.
Easy.
I'm going to max this one out.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So.
Tell me.
Where from are we Scotland going
next? Yeah.
To the other kingdom. No, it's not the kingdom. The other country Shetland. Of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Wales.
The other country. You forget one of them, did you?
One of the countries. So yeah, Wales. Who is the most famous Welsh artist? Associated with Wales, I guess, but he is Welsh and very famous. It's Tom Jones.
Yeah, of course.
But this is going to be like late.
Okay.
It's going to be burning down the house with the Cardigans. I love the Cardigans.
Very funky.
Yeah.
I know you love the Cardigans. Yeah. Swedish band.
Yep. Welsh and guy. I think this is 1999. Yeah. This is the third comeback of Tom Jones, or fourth. I don't know at that point. This is the album that has Sex Bomb.
Yeah. Sounds similar to
it. It's an album full of collaborations.
Mm.
And yeah, Cardigans, I think at that point were in their peak.
Yeah. Does Sex Bomb have a collaboration?
Moose T.
Who?
Moose T.
Moose T.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's
Moose T.
Moose T.
Is it?
Moose T. It's like
separate.
Trevor. Theodore.
Okay. Okay.
He's a DJ / music producer. I think he's of Arabic background.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing... I think he's done another song at the time which was big, which was... it's like an interpolation of the Jackson 5 of Can You Feel It? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe it's not that. No, maybe... No, he didn't do that. Shit. He did Horny. Horny, horny. I'm horny, horny, horny.
Okay, nice. Banger. Pure banger. Yeah. Oh, that takes me back.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, this is now Tom Jones and Garbage.
Yeah. Are we saying this is an easy, a medium, or a hard?
I'm going to classify this as medium.
My initial thought was like, Cardigans have a female singer.
Sorry.
But it's Tom Jones.
It's Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Forget the Cardigans. I picked the song because I like the Cardigans.
Gotcha. Okay. And it's not the fact that they're from the UK, because that would be easy.
But Garbage are not from the UK.
No, but like we talked about.
One-fourth Scotland. Of Garbage.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I don't have anything specific. I guess I can't really ask you questions, but
I'm
going to
give you
artist?
A hint. It is related to the artist. That's a free hint. So it's not related to the songs.
Yeah.
But I hope this helps. Whatever connects them happened in different eras.
Garbage as well.
So it happened at a different time for Tom Jones than it did for Garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, but...
It was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl. Garbage. What did Garbage do? Did Garbage do some kind of football song?
Football song. The 1998. In France.
Euro. Right?
Allez, allez, allez.
Yeah, no.
That was Ricky Martin. Go, no, go, no, no, go. Allez, allez, allez.
Ah, okay. So, is this...
Yes.
James Bond?
It could be.
It could be. It
could be.
But I don't think Tom Jones... Did he?
I don't know.
That's my guess.
That's your...
On to the next one.
Next, yeah. So I'm going to make this easy for you. I'm going to say that they share that connection.
They share that
connection. They share that connection
with
Madonna.
Yes.
Aha.
Yes.
And Jack White.
Yes. Yes. It all checks out. It all checks
it's
out.
It's a Super Bowl. Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl. It's the Grammys.
Okay, listen to this.
I mean, I was holding on for dear life to the only bit of information I knew exactly. about Garbage. Yeah. And actually, that's one of my favorite James Bond songs.
I was going to say the opposite, but that's the first time I went to the cinema and watched James Bond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back then, I thought it was the best movie I had ever watched. But back then, I probably...
I didn't say movie, though.
Ah.
I said it's one of my favorite themes, yeah.
No, come on.
No, I really like it.
That's your favorite?
One of my favorites.
Ah, okay, like, which is the other one?
Goldfinger. He's a man. What else is there?
Come on, it has to be Skyfall, one of the best.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's a very for me. It's You Only Live Twice.
Yeah, that's the other one I was going to say. That's a good one. A really good one.
And obviously we said Spectre in the past, which never made it to Spectre.
Yeah.
But Radiohead Spectre is there.
Radiohead Spectre is the OP. Yeah. Yeah.
So the other one is Thunderball.
Really?
Thunderball, which I think is probably the second James Bond movie.
Wow.
And they wanted to have a different song. Mm. So it is scored again by John Barry. Although John Barry might have done lots of these first songs.
Yeah.
And it uses lots of the original... parts of the
score.
Theme song. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom Jones, which I think is very obvious for, what is it? Let me, 65. It's like peak
right
Tom,
the Goldfinger.
Peak Tom Jones. Like he's like probably one of the most popular singers in the world.
Makes sense.
And it sounds so Tom Jones. So he
strikes like thunder. That's beautiful, man.
First of all, what is Thunderball?
Thunderball.
So that he doesn't strike like Thunderbolt. He strikes not like a Thunderball. Mm. He strikes like Thunderbolt.
Like Thunderball.
It's like Dragon Ball. I don't know what Thunderbolt.
Have you seen Thunderball?
I've seen all of them. I don't remember which one it is, though.
Must be a guy, right?
Oh, really?
It must be a
like
guy.
Operation Thunderbolt or... I mean, come on. They don't make sense, lots of these titles. It's like Thunderbolt.
But Goldfinger was a guy.
Goldfinger was a guy. That's true.
He's a man. But like, he the way he kind of talks about Thunderball makes me
No,
feel
that's
like...
James Bond.
Sorry?
That is James Bond. He walks, he runs when the other people walk.
Strikes like Thunderball.
Yeah, James Bond. Huh. He's like, cool. What else does he do? He shouts when other people talk.
I'm not sure that's a redeeming quality.
I mean, is it good that he runs when everyone else is walking? That means that he's
always in a rush.
Yeah, but it could be like he's not prepared. Everyone's like chilling. Mm. James Bond's like, oh, he's brushing his teeth.
Just stressed. Just fucking.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Thunderball of stress.
But the delivery is so Tom Jones. It's like Delilah. It's not unusual. And What's a Pussycat all together in James Bond.
No, that's beautiful though. Like all the
parts
going on in the background between the.
That's what James Bond theme should be like.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Tom Jones, so
yeah.
I learned something.
Yeah.
Thank you for educating.
You're welcome. So we're going back to Tom Jones and the Cardigans.
Yeah.
And they're burning down the house.
Yeah.
And now we're going to. David Byrne.
Ooh.
Like Humans Do. Like
humans do. So, David Byrne, Talking Heads.
Yeah.
He's got a nice album with Saint Vincent.
That's true. I also think that he is Saint Vincent.
Yeah. Well, Saint Vincent morphed into him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so as well.
Yeah. Maybe it's not only the looks, but it's the vibes. That's such a good combo.
He's passing on the baton to the next generation.
Yeah. I was really glad that happened.
Yeah, it was lovely. Really good album. Okay. I don't know that much about David Byrne. I don't know that much about Tom Jones either.
Mm.
So they obviously have some overlap. Obviously, Tom Jones is...
Hint. It's easy. Do you want it?
Go on.
Yeah. We're not talking about Tom Jones and David Byrne.
Yeah.
We're talking about the songs. Sampling. Tom Jones and the Cardigans are burning down the house. And David Byrne is like humans do.
Is that like a... is there a cover of Talking Heads or something? I feel like
that's what this game is about.
Burning down the house is...
Burning down the house.
Sounds very familiar, like as a title. And I have listened to basically no Talking Heads, even though they essentially birthed... Yeah, and they birthed Radiohead at the end of the day.
Okay,
name.
The name, at least.
Yeah, I think that might be a Talking Heads song. So I'm going to say for now that it's a cover.
Yeah. Okay, to help you out, I was going to say that David Byrne is in Talking Heads. Okay. He's a member of Talking Heads.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty confident and smug at this point.
So listen to this.
Yeah.
I have to say, it sounds horrible.
Yeah. It's chaotic, but...
Like Talking Heads are this thing that they're like... an acquired taste for me.
Yeah, I mean, they're some of the craziest, like, post-punky things, aren't they?
And bands. Yeah, and I guess lots of it is in the lyrics.
Yeah.
And David Byrne later, I think, becomes a bit more mainstream. Not mainstream, but more normal. Talking Heads is, like, out there.
Super wild.
Whereas the cover is very tight, very...
Yeah.
It doesn't really... much the...
I mean, his singing style is very, like, not only different, but, like, well, as in, like, not only crazy, it's, like, very unique, and you can just tell. I know that song. I didn't really remember the burning down the house bit. I remember more the other bits around it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the famous Talking Heads
songs. Yeah, it must be. Must be, yeah.
Okay. Once in a Lifetime, I would say, this one, and Psycho Killer, maybe, that's what...
That's the big one, I would say. Yeah, that's everywhere. Cool.
Yeah, full David points, Byrne. I think.
Do you not give me a hint before that? No?
I think you went for it. It was a free hint that it's not Tom Jones. It's So, yeah, 3 out of 3.
Nice.
This is the hard one. Ah, the very hard one.
Left it to the end when I was fatigued.
Yeah. So it's Like Humans Do by David Byrne. And it's Beethoven.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot
it's
about
the
that.
Second movement of the 9th Symphony.
Jesus.
I'm going to give you the free hint already.
Okay.
It is related to the tracks themselves. So it's not like Beethoven is granddad of David Byrne.
That wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Why, the hair? Isn't that a wig? No,
which
actually,
one?
No, it's not a wig.
Byrne? No.
No, like Beethoven, no. I was thinking about Bach for some reason.
You thought he was a judge.
No, he's... No, it's much, much later. It's like 1822.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still wearing wigs, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Just maybe not those people.
So, yeah, 9th Symphony. Not the very famous part.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ode to joy is the super famous part.
Sure.
But this is also pretty famous.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar. Well, the beginning for sure, and then later on.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But it's also very easy, but I guess that,
sampling. No, that's not my guess. Okay.
By the way, let me tell you that Like Humans Do is 2001.
Yeah.
And that is like a half... hint. It's a free half hint.
2001. And you said the other one's 1822.
Yeah. Like, okay, forget about that. Like, maybe that date is significant to the connection that they have. or generally not specifically, yeah, don't focus too much on the year, but it's a connection that has to do with the era of 2001 rather than, you know, it's not relevant now and it's not relevant back in the 19th century, obviously.
The song was released on the 179th.
Now that's what they call music.
179th anniversary.
Wow. Wow, that's very specific.
150th anniversary of Beethoven's death.
Nah, that's very specific. No, I'm not going to.
Okay. 2001. What was happening in 2001? So, turn of the millennium, origin of symmetry, Amnesiac. What was happening to
I mean, what was happening Beethoven? Has nothing to do with music. Although their connection is technically, it is a connection between the two songs.
So yeah.
It's music and it's like the songs are involved. The connection is not necessarily musical, and what is happening in 2001 definitely doesn't have to do with music.
But you did say it was a song connection.
Yeah. In a very weird way, okay, and I'm kind of giving you the hint because it's difficult, but in a very weird way, these two songs coexisted. They were holding hands together.
They were holding hands together.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
but they were holding hands.
They were holding hands.
Or at least they were in the same room.
They were
looking at each other and saying, hey, hi.
They were played at the unveiling of the first iPod Touch.
That is a very, very good, like the idea is very good. You are, obviously iPod Touch in 2001 is very, very early.
Yeah.
Probably iPod did not exist in 2001.
Definitely not Touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
iPod did, but.
Did it? I think it's a bit late, like 2, 3? Maybe I'm wrong. No. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
I doubt it.
But I think you are close to the type of connection. Essence. Yeah.
The fundamental core of the connection.
Mm.
Yeah, so, okay.
Just need to cross the river.
Holding hands, crossing the river.
You need to cross the river. You need to jump on the other side of the canyon.
Yeah, okay. So something...
You're in the wrong side of the canyon.
UK.
Not it's a metaphorical.
Fuck off.
Isn't it this?
Also, that's not the river. It's not the Atlantic River.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But it's more metal. My river is more metal.
Yeah. Okay.
Jump on the other... Cross on the other side of the line. Of the border.
Go the other way.
Should I give you a second?
Is it something
hit?
Commercial? Like, or we're talking more like... It was played in some anti...
Commercial isn't as like an ad.
Yeah, like whether it's a product or a
it's not a commercial.
Ad or
it's not a commercial.
By commercial, I mean like, you know, commercial things. Like, is it trying to sell something?
No, it's not trying to sell something. No.
Mm. Okay, give me the hint.
The hint is that basically millions of people owned these songs, but they probably didn't know it.
Is it like a U2 situation?
Yes.
Yeah, where they just
the U2 situations were like U2 were pre-installed on an iPod. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just whenever their album came out, they just put them on everybody's devices.
Whatever device you had. Everyone was very upset. Yeah. Was the How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb or something?
I don't remember the name of the album. Yeah. Yeah.
Is the one with Vertigo?
No.
Later.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It was like iPhone Plus.
Okay.
After.
Yeah, it's kind of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting very close.
2001. What was happening in 2001? Like Walkmans and MP3
they
players.
Were in the Walkman.
They were giving out the CDs to everybody. So do I just have to like phrase it formally at this point?
I can give you I can ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Yeah. Because when you were a kid, you have an iMac.
I did.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, so some kind of Windows-based thing, I guess. What was released in 2001? Like Windows.
Wow, you're not experienced with Windows at all.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, Berg is looking at us mortals from his...
I was a Mac hipster, even before it was popular. So, you know. What was happening? Windows 2000, there was 97, then there was 2000, and there was Vista.
97 never existed as a Windows.
98?
98, yeah, 98. Was the big Windows,
yeah. That's what I meant. 2000.
That's not though, the big
shit
one. That's not the big
and
one.
It's like XP?
That's the big
Windows
one.
XP.
XP was like...
Is that 2001? Because that was Windows 2000, wasn't that?
They're different because Windows used to come in two different flavors.
Oh.
They used to come in like the old traditional flavor, which was for the mortals.
Yeah.
And then they used to come in the NT version, which was supposedly the one that did new code. So if I'm not mistaken, 2000 was part of the NT family of Windows. And that's why 2000 was not like a widespread Windows. Mm. Whereas the other family was like 95 and 98, went to XP.
Mm.
And then after that, I think the two families merged probably with Vista, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, so XP is the successor to 98.
To 98. Mm. Okay, so Windows XP, Steve Ballmer jumps up on stage. He announces it, and then for whatever reason, David Byrne comes on and plays Beethoven.
Yes. No, of course not.
Damn.
Okay, the answer is that, I mean, you were very close, but when you got Windows XP, the MIDI player came pre-installed with...
Wow.
How, like humans do, and Beethoven.
Wow, I didn't stand a chance.
I remember that it was the only song I had on my computer. That's how I knew who David Byrne was.
Did you say those are the only two as well?
I mean, no. Depends on the version. And apparently there's other songs and maybe there was like stock music and stuff. But I don't remember that. Whatever I had, or at least I really liked the David Byrne song because it was...
Yeah, kind of weird. Okay.
I know that later versions of Windows dropped the song, probably because that was probably some kind of agreement they had that the album released at the same time. Yeah. But I definitely remember I had this song on my computer and the new media player, which was new and had different skins and stuff. Mm. And like before you throw it in the bin and use Winamp, it came with David Byrne and Beethoven.
Nice. Okay.
Difficult.
Yeah, that was difficult. I mean... I guess I kind of came to this, you know, the right area.
Yeah.
But I never had a chance with Windows.
Yeah, you didn't have Windows. You are not like everyone else. I'm
also,
really sorry.
Like, I would think Beethoven makes 100% sense that it would be on like a preloaded thing. But David
very
Byrne
standard.
Seems very weird for some reason. Like, I
don't know.
Wouldn't expect
His
that to be.
Record company had a.
Yeah. It's, they
was friends with.
Did a great deal with Microsoft.
What's his name? Bill Gates.
Gates.
Yeah, I don't think Steve Ballmer was the man back then. Was Bill
You're
Gates the man
right.
back then?
I mean, Ballmer was there.
Yeah,
right?
But was Steve
probably
Gates? Yeah, Steve Gates.
Steve Gates. Bill Jobs.
Bill Jobs. Billy Jobs.
Billy Jobs was there, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think Ballmer was later on. End of the.
Well,
so
you've never experienced the joy of XP.
Not really.
I used to have a Mac in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then I went to school and it was impossible to do anything on a Mac. And my dad got me a Windows 98 computer and it felt like going from, I don't know, like going from a house to a cave. And then when XP came out, it felt like, oh, now we've moved back to a nice house.
I think like, I want to say the first time we got a Windows, this might not be true, but like, I want to say it was like 2006, 7?
Oh, Vista.
Probably.
Ugh.
Probably. It was just some laptop that I think my mom was using mostly, and we still had like the Macs in the house and stuff. So, yeah, definitely not a Windows kid.
I mean, my career in Windows has mostly been XP, and it has a nice, I have a soft spot for XP. I didn't really like Vista and 7 and everything. Although I do realize that at that point, like 7 was a really good operating system. I just didn't connect with it.
Max forever.
Cool. Fanboy. Please don't unsubscribe.
Tell me how much you love Apple.
So the total score is 12 points for Berg. Congratulations, Berg.
Thank you. I'm pretty happy with that.
What was your score? Let us know in the comments. And did you beat Berg? Did you use Windows XP when you were young? Were you born when Windows XP was a thing?
Let's not think about that possibility. Yeah.
Windows XP, what's your opinion on Windows XP then? Let us know, give us feedback in the comments about our show, and we hope we'll see you again next one.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye.